This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, our regularly scheduled guest a little under the weather this morning, so a late cancellation, unfortunately. However, there is a very important event coming up this Saturday for the community. Close for the Classroom, and it's hosted by Serve Wenatchee Valley at the Saddle Rock Presbyterian Church. In fact, we understand people will be camping out to take advantage of the many services and clothing items being passed out and provided. So we thought we'd bring you that information again in the interview with Tom Neese with Serve Wenatchee Valley. And Kevin Rounce sat down and visited with him on an earlier edition of The Agenda.
Tom, thank you so much for swinging by today.
Greetings, Kevin. Good to be with you and your listeners here on The Agenda.
It is awesome. And what's not awesome is that you're still in business.
That's very true. I've had folks ask me, how's business at Serve Wenatchee? And unfortunately, business is and continues to be really good, which highlights the intense need that we have in our community.
Yeah, and you guys do great work there. You guys have such a big heart for this community, for folks who are in need of all different kinds of needs. And it could be a lot of different things. And one of those things that you guys are trying to help address this month, in fact, 11 days from now is when the big giveaway date is called Clothes for the Classroom. And so let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Clothes for the Classroom and how folks can get involved in that. So, first off, what is Clothes for the Classroom?
So Clothes for the Classroom is a program that actually started prior to the formal organization of Serve Wenatchee. Serve Wenatchee formally organized in 2003, and this took place a couple of years before, where a group of folks just saw the need to be able to provide some clothes for kids going back to school and economically disadvantaged families, to give them the opportunity to send their kids back to school with a new set of clothes. We used to do some used clothing in there. We've now specifically do a brand new set of clothes, which includes a pair of jeans and a couple of new shirts and a pair of tennis shoes and a couple of pairs of socks. And the kids really have an opportunity to go back with a sense of with a sense of pride. We got a note this week from a donation that came in from a 77-year-old lady. And she said, I can still remember the pride that I had when I stepped into school with my new set of clothes that many years ago. And so it really does elevate and give an opportunity for folks that might not otherwise have the opportunity to be able to, to go back with a new set of clothes. We plan on providing about 950 to 1,000 children with a new set of clothes this year.
Wow, that's awesome. That's I'm sure nowhere near what you'd like to get, and I'm sure there'd be, you'd love to have more, but yeah, because you think about it, that sort of is one of the stalwarts of August, is that mom and dad, depending on how that all works out, get together with the kids, they go down to the mall or to Walmart or wherever it is they go. And they go clothes shopping, back to school shopping, so that you have all new clothes for the school year, because in all likelihood you've grown, you can't fit the clothes you had, or you just like to have a new style. But not everybody gets to do that. And so that's where you guys are trying to step up.
That is, yeah. And Serve Wenatchee, our focus is to keep families in their homes. That's what we're a homeless prevention organization, which really advocates for keeping families safely there. And for every $100 a family might spend, so, because I, as a parent, I had five kids. I wanted to be able to provide that for my kids. But for every child that you have in your home, you're taking away from some of the sustainability that you have to be able to, pay a rent payment or a utility payment. And we really see this as an economic opportunity for families with children to be able to do what they want to do, which is send their kids to school with a new set of clothes, without burdening them with the cost of doing so.
So, how do you connect the families and the kids that you want to help? Like, how do they get the clothes?
So they come on August 17th from 8 o'clock until noon, Families will come to 1400 South Miller Street, which is at Saddle Rock Evangelical Presbyterian Church. We have the whole thing set up. We have our shopping areas, including jeans and shirts and shoes and socks. They're all in separate areas. They come and they check through. They check in. And all a parent needs to do is bring an ID, and the children need to be with them. They need to be physically present with them that day. And then we simply guide them through, and it's really a shopping experience for the kids, because we don't just buy one type of jean or one type of shirt. We've got a real shopping experience where the kids can go and say, I like that style of jean, and I like this style of shirts, and these are the shoes that I love and I would like. And so that's kind of the process. We get the word out through the school district. We send a flyer out through the school district. We communicate to other nonprofit organizations and agencies in the community to share with their client base. And we've never had a problem with those families showing up, but it's a real low barrier opportunity for folks to come and be served, because we don't have any other criteria that we go through other than showing up, bringing your kids, and having an ID with you.
So I'd imagine then, do they get to go and like try stuff on, make sure it fits, and they kind of look at themselves in it? Is it goes that far as a shopping experience?
There are some kids that will take their shirt off and that will put them on. Most of the kids look at the size and simply take the shirt that's the right size. But we don't have fitting rooms that they go in. But it happens often where all of a sudden their shirt comes off and yeah, this works.
All right, we've already passed the point of no return, so just put a shirt on, pick a shirt, put it on.
Just wear it out.
You obviously need a lot of community support for that, so let's take a moment and talk a little bit about how people can help you guys out and get involved in this.
Well, Serve Wenatchee is a 100% donor-supported organization, so we don't receive federal or state dollars to be able to do and serve the families that we serve, and so we are reliant upon a community. We partner with churches and local businesses and individuals that make all of this happen. Because we buy all of the clothes and we buy those locally here in the community, we're able to have a pretty powerful buying power to where we can clothe a child for only $25. Wow. So the economic advantage of that for a family, where it might cost them $100 to go out and be able to provide this for their child, they come and they get it at no cost. And it's a pretty good deal for someone in the community that wants to support children this way, because we are able to put clothes on them for just $25 per child. And so we have a portal on our www.servewenatchee.org website. If you go on that website, you just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see Clothes for the Classroom right in the middle. And there's a Donate Now button that gives you the opportunity to support one, two, three, four children. And we really value a large number of people that are supporting this. And so it's not a huge ask for any one person, but it's amazing what we can accomplish when we all do a little bit and we do that together.
Yeah, if each adult contributed $25, or even half of the adults that contributed $25 in our community, you guys would probably have more clothes than you could possibly need. And so just even some portion of that would be extraordinarily helpful, I'd imagine.
It is indeed.
How do you get these clothes? I mean, I don't want to, like, spoil secrets if we're not allowed to talk about it, but, like, how do you get this clothing? I mean, I'd imagine there are folks, businesses in the community that want to partner with you to get you this stuff at that price range.
Yeah, we do. We partner with our shirts and jeans with the Children's Place over in East Wenatchee. We get our shoes through Stan's, Mary Mart, and they order all of our shoes. And two very incredibly generous local businesses that keep an eye, because they know it's coming, they keep their eye open for good deals, you know, when they come across, and they will buy bulk on on good deals for us. And so that's a primary way that we accomplish that. And then we also have additional shoppers that go out and do some shopping throughout the course of the year. When they find good deals on certain things, then they'll buy those and bring them into the program too.
You talked about you just need your children and an ID. We probably should clarify that there is an age limit in all of this.
There is. It's kindergarten through eighth grade. is the age limit of those that we serve. So it's school age kids up to that middle school range. And so that's one thing that we do verify as they come, that you've got kids that are entering into kindergarten and are not beyond eighth grade.
So if your son is growing a mustache, he might be a bit on the old side for this.
However, I've seen some. I had a mustache when I was 12. So,
oh, yeah, okay. No. I barely have one now, and I'm 43. So, this is really amazing that you guys are able to do this, because I think back to when I was a kid, and my family had its share of financial struggles, and you didn't always get to go to the, well, I don't know if we had a Macy's, but essentially the equivalent of a Macy's, but you really wanted to have new clothes and new shoes, and it just felt really good to walk into school that first day and be like, all right, okay, this is going to be a good year.
And we really at our core believe that every child that is going to school is worthy of the dignity of this opportunity. And it should not be an economic disadvantage for a child to be able to rise to the level of dignity to have a new set of clothes to go to school. And that's what motivates our hearts to respond to this need.
Now, is this kids only in Wenatchee and East Wenatchee Wing, or are you kind of like, hey, this is, we're the valley, and the valley extends quite a long ways? Or
it really is what we do. The Wenatchee and Eastmont school districts is what our boundaries are. And so we do, though, historically, at the end of our time here, we do send some clothes up to Eniat. They've got a clothing giveaway up in Eniat, and last year we were able to provide about 60 sets of clothes for them to use at their program up there. And so we do expand that through that opportunity more than we do by expanding our boundaries up into the valley. It's the Wenatchee and Eastmont school district boundaries are what we serve with this program.
How has this program grown and changed over the years?
Well, there was a time when there was a Stuff the Bus. I don't know if anybody, any of your listeners remember a Stuff the Bus program where folks would bring clothing, and then we would go through the used clothing and provide that for folks. So they would come in and get a portion of used clothing coupled with the new clothing. And so that's one of the shifts, is that we shifted away from used to exclusively new. And that's one of the program shifts. Last year, quite interestingly, was the first year we typically have done the event outside. But last year we had the smoke in the area that was unhealthy, and the Saddle Rock Presbyterian Church allowed us to move the entire program indoors. And so everything was taken care of inside, so we didn't have people outside waiting in lines in [S2] Right. [S1] An unhealthy air environment. And so we were constantly shifting, and we're able, because of the way we do things and the great number of volunteers we have, we can shift and make those moves on the fly as things that are out of our control demand.
You said you wanted to serve to help about 950 to 1,000 kids. How many people did you help last year?
We helped 900 kids. Well, it was a total of 960, because we helped 900 kids through our program here, and then we were able to assist an additional 60 up in the Eniat Valley.
Okay.
And so our hope and desire is to expand that and be able to help beyond that 900 that we did last year.
Get the fourth digit on the number to be pretty sweet. So how is giving going then? Because I know $25 per kid, so you're looking for somewhere around $25,000.
Yeah, right at $25,000, and we're probably around $3,000 short of that goal today. And that, again, comes through churches, through business. We've got a lot of business partners that have supported this, and then individual donors. And so, yeah, about $3,000 short. We've got less than 2 weeks out there to be able to meet that goal, but we're confident that we will. The program has no risk of falling short in order to provide, because we do carry over a little bit from last year. So we always have that seed money that's there to be able to provide, but that extra $3,000 over the course of these next 3 weeks would be an amazing gift and blessing to families.
Now, the donation or the event is on the 17th, but can people give all the way up to the 17th to make that impact? So, like, just give at any time. Like, if you
give at any time, I'm not going to take that that donor portal down, which is the link that you go on and make that donation. I won't take that down until the week after the event.
Okay, so you can have week up until beyond the event. So if you're sure 15th is payday and you want to donate, and it just 15th works better for you, you can still give up to the 17th and beyond.
Absolutely.
So let's again, in our last minute or so here, let's remind folks, if they are hearing this and it's tugging on their heartstrings, I feel a little bit like a televangelist. if this is something that you want to get involved in and help on, let's remind folks how they can donate and help close for the classroom.
The best way to do that is to go onto our website at www.servewenatchee.org and scroll down just a little bit on the page, and right there in the middle it will be a donate now. There's a video that kind of is an inspirational piece there, but that's the best way to do that. You can also send a check if you want to give by check. You can send that check, make it out to Serve Wenatchee Valley, and put in the memo line "Close for the Classroom," and send it to P.O. Box 5543, Wenatchee 98807.
All right. Tom, you are doing amazing work, and I am so glad that we get to partner with you and Coates coming up here in October. And always a pleasure to have you on and try to help out those in need in our community.
Great to be with you today, Kevin, and all your listeners.
All right. Again, that conversation earlier. And
the Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming to your Alexa device.
And we want to remind you, Clothing for the Classroom is this Saturday. So we wanted to bring that conversation back to you with a just unfortunate last-minute illness for our guest today. So we want to make sure that everyone in need is aware of the opportunity this Saturday at Saddle Rock Evangelical Presbyterian Church for the big distribution. About 1,000 kids will be served this Saturday morning. So if you know someone that could take advantage of that program, make sure they're there. 12:31 now, and the Apple Sox are in the playoffs for the first time. And, well, it's been quite a playoff drought, I think 6 seasons, if I'm not mistaken. And the voice of the Apple Sox, Jeff Norman, is here to tell us all about it when we come back on the Agenda, News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, I'm delighted, not because one of our guests isn't here. That's the voice of the Apple Sox, Joel Norman. He'll sneak in here in just a moment. But my first chance to meet the skipper of the Wenatchee Apple Sox, that's Coach Kyle Crustangel. And, Coach, my first chance to meet you, but congratulations. The playoff drought for the Apple Sox is over.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Appreciate being here. And, yes, the drought is finally done. So we're excited to be in the postseason and punched our ticket a few days ago and ready for victory tomorrow.
So I got to say this. You barely look older than the players, so you'll appreciate that when you get as old as me. But it's been like 6 seasons, has it? It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Yeah, no, it's been since 2013, and I'm freshly shaved, so yeah, hey, I'm 31, so a little older. But no, it's been 6 seasons, and I know the front office of the Apple Sox and all the season ticket holders are, you know, excited for tomorrow, as they're used to being in the playoffs, and we're excited to carry on the tradition and be back in the postseason.
So tell us about the opponent, Victoria Harbor Cats. Did they have the best overall record over the course of the season? And they're kind of new to the league here, just in the last few years.
Yeah, so they ended up winning the overall in the North, the first and the second half. Just kind of by the skin of their teeth to us. So very close there towards the end. Newer team, been around for, I'm not exactly sure the exact amount of years, 4 or 5, and they've been really good ever since. So they do a good job. They have a good ballpark up there, a lot to offer the players. The rosters this time of the year really turn over, so we haven't played them for a while, so I'm sure it'll be a whole new roster on their side and our side. But again, we're excited to play them, and the nice thing for us is we have our pitching. We have our 1, 2, and 3 that have been with us the entire summer. So despite the roster turnover, we're excited to have the right arms ready for the Harbor Cats.
So this is a best of three playoff series. Wenatchee gets to host game one, and then two and three, two necessary, obviously, but game three, if necessary, also up in B.C.?
Yes, so game one's here in Wenatchee tomorrow, and then both teams will travel up on Wednesday and play Wednesday. And then unless there's a sweep on one way, then we'll stay up in Victoria and play that game three.
Okay, then if we can prevail in this series, how is the setup for the championship for the WCL series? Who's battling it out in that other series?
Yeah, so at the same time as us and Victoria are playing, the Walla Walla Suites and Corvallis Knights are playing. Same format as us, a best of three, with the two winners from our series and their series meeting up in the championship. And then it kind of goes to overall records for who has the first game, and then you have the travel day, and then you have the two games at the other opponent's place. So, you know, for us, we're looking at one game at a time, you know, looking at tomorrow. You know, it's hard to think about all the travel, you know, moving forward until we take care of business tomorrow.
All right. Joel Norman is here as well, the voice of the Apple Sox. This is exciting stuff. And it does really seem kind of hard to believe it's been a six-season drought for the playoffs. So it's always fun for the postseason for any team, but fun for Apple Sox fans to get out there and cheer the Apple Sox. Here's the key. We want to make sure that we move on to the championship, but that all starts with taking care of business in game one tomorrow night.
It sure does, and we really need all the support we can get. I keep telling people it's $2 off the price of admission tomorrow night. It's a $2 off Tuesday. We've been doing these all year. Select concession items, also $2 off. So you can see playoff baseball tomorrow night as cheap as $5. It's pretty hard to beat that, especially in this exciting season that's already been.
Yeah, so normally, you know, in baseball, you may not, I don't know that the Mariners do that when they make the playoffs, but we get a great deal. We still get the $2 Tuesday discount here for the playoffs. First off, gates open at 5:30, first pitch about 6:35 tomorrow night. For some folks that are more recent Apple Sox fans, they've never seen a playoff game.
That's right.
Like you, Joel.
That's right.
You
know, yeah.
But it's, we have a rich tradition with Apple Sox baseball, winning the league title many, many times. And so talk a bit about that.
Yeah, this team has won six league championships, five since co-founding the West Coast League back in 2005. And I know a lot of people are here are used to seeing the Apple Sox in the playoffs. And Coach Crustangel, myself, our management, we said it all year long. We said, it's the 20th season. We're talking about the great history. Why not make some more this year as well? And this team has been, it's really exciting to be getting back to this position. Like you said, somewhere where we were used to being regularly, and it's nice, you know, maybe start some more history, maybe start another dynasty of some sorts. And it's going to be exciting. We really want to have the place packed, too. And if you went to one of the games earlier this year and got a rally towel, which we did back in June, bring it. Or if you're coming to the ballpark, we still have some left over and you didn't get one, we'll be passing those out too. We want to have lots of excitement because we're excited and we think the fans should be about as pumped as we are.
Coach, early on in the season, it was kind of a rough start. How did you keep the team poised and ready to make this playoff run and get into the position they're in now?
You know, I think it's the consistency. I think even though we didn't get some of the results we wanted early, I think we knew the results we were going to get just by staying consistent, didn't hit the panic button. You know, I felt early on we were having a little difficult ability to field the baseball. You know, we knew that was going to come. You know, I felt the communication of a bunch of new players. And, you know, all the teams are going through the growing pains, but it just seemed like we weren't getting a lot of breaks. And that's baseball. And it seems like once things turned around and started to collect some wins, you know, the team chemistry came together, the expectations, you know, we purposely got older as a team in terms of who we targeted to bring to Wenatchee, a little bit more seasoned lineup. And I think as the wins started to come, you know, the older ability just kind of took over in terms of the expectations. So like I said, it was a matter of time. It just seemed to take a tad bit longer than we would have liked. But great second half, and the guys been battling.
We're talking with Coach Kyle Crustangel and Joel Norman, the voice of the Apple Sox. Either guy, was there a moment, a game, a situation that sticks out in either of your minds where You saw this team kind of turn the corner and just move ahead, Coach?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I'm guessing Joel will agree, but I think game three in Bellingham, that's the team that we knew we were going to be kind of battling with. Obviously, we were a little surprised with their second half record, because their talent was definitely there. And we swept them at our place, but going to Bellingham, we dropped the first two. It seemed like Bellingham is, you know, are they going to start getting the momentum that they had in the first half? We were able to really kind of have a dogfight type game and really take that third game. And I felt like when the guys knew that we had the season series on them, it was a matter of us just taking care of series by series, you know, minimizing the schedule as much as possible, you know, in terms of keeping us in that position to make the postseason. So for me, that game stands out as really the deciding factor, and we really got hot after that game.
I completely agree. It was a long road trip at that point. It's the sixth game of it. They lost each of the first 2 days. And like Kyle said, if the Apple Sox don't win that game, they don't have a tiebreaker over Bellingham in the standings. And shoot, Bellingham, as bad as they were in that second half, because of their overall record, they just about nearly got in because of the tiebreaker. But it kind of seemed from that point on, the Apple Sox kind of knew, we're in the position we want to be in. We just have to take care of our business from here on out.
Now, if you've not gone to an Apple Sox game this year, you may not be aware or haven't been following closely of how hot the club has been at, particularly at home, mm-hmm. here over the last month or so. So tell us about the streak here. I know it did come to an end, but in terms of the winning record at home here of late, it's I don't know if it's the theme song or whatever, Eye of the Tiger or what that is, but what's going on there?
Wow, the Apple Sox have won 14 in a row at home before losing this past Thursday, and in a lot of ways, it's a game that really didn't matter because they'd already clinched a playoff spot the night before. But you think about that, 14 consecutive wins at home. It had been almost a month since Wenatchee had lost at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium, and I give credit to the fan base for providing great energy every single time the Apple Sox took the field, whether it was remembering a guy's walk-up song and, you know, dancing and cheering along to that, or just getting the slow clap going during a strikeout, you know, right before a guy's about to get a big strikeout. Our fans have known when to cheer, you know, when to be quiet at certain times there, and that's what makes this Wenatchee fan base so excellent. And they're a big part of this team's success, and they're going to be a big part of the success in the postseason as well.
We're talking with Joel Norman, the voice of the Apple Sox, and Coach Kyle Crestangel. It's been some wacky weather. It's been a weird summer here for us that have lived here a long time. It's been awfully windy. Has that played into your strategy, or you just go out there and play nine innings?
You know, you just go out there and play nine innings. You know, I know guys like Ryan Altenberger, the left-handed guys, seem to love when the wind's blowing as it blows right out to right field. But no, I mean, the guys are out there playing. I think the temperature has been fantastic, probably if you're a fan. I mean, a lot of games in the 80s, only a couple games that even got the triple digits. A little cold for my liking. I like it hot. You know, we always say Sox are hot. Well, I like the warm weather. But no, it's been a very mild in that degree. But yeah, the wind, I'd say it plays to a right-handed batter. A guy like Dalton Harum trying to pull the baseball, that makes it a little difficult. But it's, you know, it's the same for all the teams. All the parks are different. You know, we're kind of used to not playing a ton of games in a row in terms of at home or on the road. So just another day. We're out there just trying to play the best we can. And, you know, we had one of our goals to make the postseason. And obviously that was mission accomplished. And now it's on to, you know, dogpile for a WCL championship.
Yeah, no smoke this year has been refreshing.
Goodness. Yeah, yes, thank goodness.
It's refreshing.
It's very nice.
So game one tomorrow night, then there's it's a best of three series, so got to take two in this one. And then what would happen for a WCL? Will we get any of WCL championship series here? Does it depend on who's in the other half of that bracket if the Apple Sox advance?
Yeah, so if the Apple Sox advance, game one of the West Coast League Championship Series would be on Saturday. So that would be hosted here at home, and then after that, it's two on the road. So the Apple Sox had a good enough record to make the postseason, but not as many wins as the three other teams ahead overall in the playoff picture. So Wenatchee, at no point this postseason, has home field advantage. So that's why we're so big on saying, if we've got two games at home, let's make them count. Because winning game one of the postseason series is gigantic, because then you go into two more opportunities just to win once, and you're in the driver's seat. And that's why tomorrow night is just so important.
Okay, so let's pack Paul Thomas Senior Field Tuesday night. And then possibly again on Saturday night, but that's already going to happen. It's a foregone conclusion because I'm feeling good about this. So, again, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll again remind you about the great deal on Tuesday night and anything else that we want to hear from Coach Crest Angel and Joel Norman, the voice of the Apple Sox, back in the playoffs, first time in six seasons.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Okay, we are back with the Wenatchee Apple Sox coach, Kyle Crest Angel, and Joel Norman, the voice of the Apple Sox. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, game one of the WCL divisional playoffs. First time in six seasons, the Apple Sox are back in playoff action against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Coach, who's your starter?
Yeah, so we're going to have Jake Somm, incoming freshman to UCLA. We're super excited. I fully believe, you know, he's the best arm in the WCL. Numbers speak for themselves in terms of punch outs and how he can control a game. Left-hand pitcher, you know, he's going to be 89, 91, 92. He has the strikeout curveball. You know, I've been talking to Joel a lot. I fully believe that he's the next Marco Gonzalez type of player out of Wenatchee. It would not surprise me if we see him on TV in 5 or 6 years. His work ethic and how he controls the game is second to none. I haven't had a player like him in three summers, and couldn't be more excited that the home crowd gets to see him one more time, you know, in the playoff type setting.
Okay, and again, tomorrow night's always a great deal on a Tuesday night. And if you haven't been to a game, this is the one you want to be at.
Yeah, absolutely. 6:35 first pitch, $2 off Tuesday. Tickets are as cheap as $5, and you really can't beat that for some playoff baseball. You get to see maybe a guy like Somm who could be a future first rounder, and we've got a guy that's playing for us right now, Torrin Montgomery. He was selected in this past year's draft, didn't sign. He's going to college, but you're seeing future major leaguers at some point or another. Come see them now as they try to bring a championship to Wenatchee.
All right, we're going to have gorgeous weather. Looks like the winds will be calm. Looks like finally the weather is going to settle down here for a little while all week long, including through Saturday when I have a feeling Wenatchee will be back in
Fingers
action. That would be game one of the championship series.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, well, good luck to the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Again, for those who are following along real closely, so game one Tuesday night, Wednesday and Thursday up in Victoria, B.C., with game three, if necessary, up there, and then a travel date and opening up the championship series on Saturday here in Wenatchee, if we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wins to go. That's what we keep saying. Thank you.
All righty. Well, Coach, great opportunity to meet you. Thanks for coming along today and filling us in on the season. It's been a success already, but there's lots more to do. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me in here.
All righty. Joel, thanks for getting set up. And again, Tuesday, $2 off, and gates open at 5:30. The first pitch, 6:35 for playoff action for the Wenatchee Apple Sox.